There's a good chance you've experienced back pain or you know someone who's dealt with it. Dr. Eric Trumas, a spine surgeon with a Seton family of hospitals, says because you're likely to be more active this time of year, there are some things you should do to protect your back.
Even though it's warm out, the muscles still need appropriate stretching and warming up before you take part in real aggressive activities.
Dr. Trumas says hydration, stretching, and a gradual return to activity are keys to avoiding injury. When those tips aren't followed, something could go wrong, which might lead to a visit to the doctor's office.
The most common injury to the back is to the muscles and ligaments of the back, you know, what we'd call a myofascial strain phenomenon.
While those can be painful, Dr. Trumas says they tend to resolve fairly quickly on their own. So when does the doctor get concerned?
Things that we get more concerned about, less common but not rare, would be disc problems. Disc herniations are a good example of that.
But he notes that all back injuries aren't created equally, and how you treat an injury depends on the nature of the injury.
If this is their first injury and it's clearly related to something they did activity-wise over the couple days before, the first thing they should do is treat it symptomatically.
Dr. Trumas says for most people, it's usually better in a couple of days. He points out that treatment might involve a number of options.
You can consider some anti-inflammatory medications. You can consider ice or heat. I tend to prefer local heat for more diffuse muscular symptoms and ice for pain that, you know, where the muscles attach to the bone.
What about surgery?
For pain in the back itself, the vast majority of those problems will get better and can be treated conservatively.
So for most people, more drastic measures can be avoided.
Things like injections around the nerves can bring the pain level down, and only about 10% or so of those patients will end up needing surgery to fix that problem.
Dr. Trumas says for many golfers and tennis players, using the right technique can help avoid a back injury. While some back injuries may be unavoidable, he says if the body mechanics aren't good, you could be asking for trouble. Regardless of the severity of the injury, he says one thing remains true. Preventing an injury is always less complicated than trying to treat one. Perry Watson, News Radio 590, KLBJ.